The politics of immigration are rarely simple. That's especially true in the heart of California's farming country. And it's why the race for the state's 21st congressional seat is attracting some unusual attention. It pits two relatively young, up-and-coming politicians against one another, first-term Republican Congressman David Valadao and Democrat Amanda Renteria. The district is more than 70% Hispanic. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports.
In an arena on the Cal State Bakersfield campus, hundreds of people chant Amanda at an event dubbed a Rally for the Valley.
Yo soy Amanda Renteria.
Renteria then introduced a special guest who had flown out from Washington to give her campaign a boost.
Hey folks, how are you?
It's not every day that Vice President Joe Biden turns up at a political rally in the heart of the conservative Central Valley.
We can do this! We can do this!
But Amanda Renteria has the pedigree that gets national party leaders excited, especially in a region where shifting demographics are thought to favor Democrats. She's the daughter of migrant farm workers who grew up in a small town north of here. She was the first in her high school to go to Stanford and later became the first Latina chief of staff in Congress. She also talks openly with voters about immigration reform.
They know where I come from. They know my dad was from Zacatecas, Mexico, and himself came with no papers at the beginning. I think anyone that hears me talk about immigration reform knows my deep passion for it and that this isn't just about election time.
Yet, despite all the buzz, the National Party has begun pulling its money out of this race. Renteria is now a clear underdog against Republican Congressman David Valadao. One of the reasons may be that immigration isn't really a dividing issue in this part of rural California. Farmers and big ag companies that tend to lean Republican are in a full-court press lobbying Congress to pass the stalled immigration bill.
And right now, when we welcome Amanda Renteria and David Valadao.
At a debate this week, it was clear that the 37-year-old Valadao wants to talk immigration, unlike a lot of his party.
So I'm one of the three Republicans that signed on to H.R. 15. I've gotten beat up from my own side for it. I think it's very important to get it done. I mean, my parents are immigrants. I watched and learned so much from them, and I learned so much about why it's important to have real opportunities and fight to come to this country, and I think that that's what made this country great.
Cultural identity is a big deal in this race. In the Central Valley, sometimes where a candidate is from is more important than his or her party affiliation.
I'm a normal guy. I'm a dairy farmer.
Valadao is of Portuguese descent, but also speaks Spanish. The two candidates have debate in Spanish, too. Cal State Bakersfield political scientist Stanley Clark says Valadao is, quote, ethnic enough to win in this newly redrawn district that's heavily Hispanic and leans Democratic.
This is not Los Angeles. This is not an area where the Latinos, at least the lower income Latinos, are hotel and restaurant workers and baggage people at LAX.
Most Hispanic families in this rural valley work in farming. Clark says voters are looking for someone who seems like one of them.
The clearer your association is with ag, the more you are advantaged with them. By comparison to somebody whose association with agriculture is more remote and vague.
But Clark says don't necessarily count Amanda Renteria out just yet. Even with the national money drying up, she's taking a page out of the National Party playbook, focusing on the grassroots. Democrats here say this race may now be more about reintroducing her to voters so she can run again in 2016. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Bakersfield, California.